With the, I guess, the new infusion of Jack Glover into the lineup for after a little bit of an absence, what was the game like, especially going extra time on Saturday or Friday?
I mean, it was good. It was a good test for us. You know, I think he played well. Like, our team's motto is kind of next man up. You know, we've had a couple injuries this year, and guys have done a really good job of stepping up and, you know, filling that role. So I think he did a great job of that for his first game. And as far as overtime, I think it was good for a team to play in a high-pressure playoff game like that heading into the weekend.
You were there 2 years ago in Manchester when things didn't go right. What do you think you guys need to do this time around?
I mean, I think it's completely different. I mean, we have a different team. It's hard to kind of compare then and now. I think our biggest focus right now is on ourselves. We need to manage the puck better than we did last weekend. We need to clear the net front a little bit better than we did last weekend and not let them get as many shots as they did. So those are kind of our focuses from last weekend to this weekend.
What you kind of learned from that experience that maybe you kind of been giving advice to for the younger guys?
I mean, I think the biggest thing, and Jake Bischoff said it best in our practices, doesn't matter what year you are, you know, you don't know how many chances you're going to get to do this. And, you know, as a freshman, you play in the tournament, you think we're going to make the tournament every year. Then, of course, last year we didn't. That's kind of a wake-up call. So, guys that have been here feel lucky to be able to have this chance again and are a little more confident this time around going into it.
Did playing a double overtime game on Friday, guys, despite the result, give you guys a little bit of confidence that you can do it if the situation comes up again?
I think that was the first chance we had that we really played a full overtime. We played a couple 5 minutes. I think we only went into like one shootout this year. It usually ended in the 5 minutes of overtime. So, it is a good situation to practice, and it was good to get a little exposure to that.
Do you think, from the defensive core standpoint, seeing Eric put on such a good show, saving, I think, almost 50 shots, what kind of confidence does the defensive core just have after you see a performance like that?
Gives you a lot of confidence. And, I mean, we always have confidence in our goaltender. I mean, he's obviously proven that he's a great goaltender. And he gives us confidence not just through saving pucks, but little things like talking to us, telling us, you know, what he's going to do with the puck and puck retrievals and things like that. So the defense, especially working with the goalie, is big. We have a lot of confidence in his abilities.
Good.